me. Yeah, where I go, you know I'm solid. A1 with these girls, you know I'm solid. 100 with my bros, you know I'm solid. I guess you couldn't know nothing about it. Oh, I'm solid. Yeah, where I go, your boy's solid. I guess you couldn't know nothing about it.
Yeah. We're back! With another episode of the Dangerous Alliance podcast, we made it to episode 6.
Wow.
And I am your host, Dyren, with my co-host,
Alika.
And we're back.
Back to back. Going back to back. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, it was just this year. All right. So...
I know it wasn't that long ago.
Right. So that's cool. So let's start off the show with what's been happening. So what's up with you, Malika?
I don't know. Not a lot. We went to the mall today.
Really?
Shopping. We pretty much shopped till we dropped.
No, we did not.
Okay, shop till Malika dropped. You dropped out early. You went and sat down.
Because Dara was not about that shopping life.
I'm about that shopping life.
I'm sure you and the rest of the women's population is.
No, because even my friends, like, I've been shopping with friends before. I don't know. My mom just, like, I guess she, like, groomed us or something. But, like, when I go shopping... I'm not hungry, I'm not tired, I don't have to use the bathroom, like, I am in the zone. I could be shopping for hours. Like, I just remember going shopping with my friends one day, and they were like, can we go get food? And I was like, oh, yeah, I, like, didn't even think, like, to eat, and we had been there for hours.
Really?
I'm a shopper. I have the stamina.
She got that energy.
I got that energy. But, you know, when I go grocery shopping, it takes me, like, at least an hour.
And it's so long.
Like, anytime I go in, it takes me at least an hour. I like looking at new products and, like, reading labels.
I go there to just be like, this is what I need to get. Boom, boom, bat. Let's get out.
Well, I have a list, of course. And at the end of the day, I stick to the list. For most part, like, I really do, but it's really like, okay, so I want a bag of salad, but I go to the salads, and it's like, there's 60 different salad kinds, and so I'm like, okay, well, which kind, and what is the better price, and, you know, what does this one come with, and all that kind of stuff, so it takes me a while to do anything, really. So, yeah, that's...
That was today.
That was today, I mean... We're getting ready for Thanksgiving.
For the holidays.
Yeah.
All right. I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving. Malika's getting ready for Christmas. You know why? Because we can completely skip Thanksgiving in her mind.
Well, the thing is, I want to get the best deal.
It's not even the deal. She's already want Christmas music. She wants the whole...
Oh, yeah.
The lights already... She didn't put the lights yet.
November 1st, I was ready to hear those... carols. I'm ready for it. Christmas is just like a nice time. Like, I just love Christmas. I love the season, the holiday season.
Good grief.
And the holiday parties are starting pretty soon. Like, there's Thanksgiving, and then the first week in December is my work holiday party. Like, literally, next week is probably one of the last weekends that isn't booked. But it might be. We might have a Friendsgiving to attend.
They ain't say nothing about that.
Oh. Well, who knows? But, yeah. So I'm going to cherish these days before we are super busy.
Yeah, enjoy this chill weekend. This was a chill weekend.
This is probably the last chill weekend because next weekend I gotta focus on getting the house ready and making sure I got all the food and everything. Like, I gotta be like a machine, ready to go.
Me too. Ready to go. Shopping. We did do a couple of little
scouting,
because we're kind of into like trying to get a new TV or something like that. But you know, nothing major. We were also looking to improve our audio quality with an improved microphone. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see if people are even listening. We forgot shout outs.
Well, now we're into shout outs.
Shout outs.
All right.
Who's gonna be our shout out? Who's gonna be our shout out? Who's going to be our shout-out? Who's it going to be? Who's your shout-out?
I'm going to shout-out the homie Easy.
Hey, Easy.
Eric. So, yeah, he checked out the podcast this week. He gave us some feedback, some funny feedback, some hilarious feedback, such as Malika's vast and smart sports knowledge. Very
Thanks,
impressive.
Eric.
And I was like, yeah, right. All right. Cool.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for recognizing my aptitude.
Yeah, he also gave us some love, and so yeah, we appreciate it. We appreciate it checking us out. That's all I got for this week as far as shout outs. So
my shout out probably goes to our youngest listener, but Michaela, shout out to you. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Yeah. So this is also a special shout out because your birthday, you're turning 11 and I love you so much. So thank you for listening. Your mommy told us you listened, so we tried to keep it on the up and up, but we heard you were laughing at us, so.
Thank you, Michaela.
Laughing with us.
Thank you for listening.
Not at us.
And happy, 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 happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Peanut.
Happy birthday, Michaela. Hope you have a wonderful birthday.
So, All right.
That's it for shout-outs?
I think so.
Well, shout-out, regular loyal listeners. We love you, too. No. We got you.
Shout-out to you.
We'll get back to, you know, more, but we just wanted to give a little special love this week, so.
Yes.
Cool. Cool. So, something I wanted to talk about on this week's podcast.
Okay.
Was, our favorite podcast that we like to listen to.
Oh.
Right. So, you know, why do we get it? This is part of the reason why we got into, like, podcasting.
True.
This is kind of the reason we wanted to do this. Well, I did, I know, specifically.
Yes.
What about you? So, Malika, what was some of the favorite shows you like to listen to?
Of my favorite shows. Well, the ones I'm currently subscribed to, that I listen to regularly, are, Last Name Basis, with, Francesca Ramsey and her husband,
Last Name Basis.
I don't think Ramsey is her married name. I think it's her maiden name. But anyway, they're a married couple, and she, I think she does, I think it rolled over into a show, but she's a vlogger, but she's really awesome, so that one's really fun. It's really, it's like ours. I mean, I think ours kind of mirrors that kind of, back and forth aspect, but their show is really good. Another round with Heaven and Tracy, and they're from BuzzFeed. And
so, another round podcast.
Yes. And they're really good, too. See, I'm not really prepared to. I would give you their Twitter handles and all that stuff.
You don't need all that.
But
Another Round podcast. Google it.
And
Google Evan Fournier's name.
Oh, God. Don't do it.
But you can Google Another Round podcast.
Yeah.
And Last Name Basis.
Mini shout out. My sister put me onto it. So, shout out to you, sis.
Yeah, shout out.
And the other podcast, which is a regular radio show on NPR, but wait, don't tell me. That's my, weekend cleaning show.
Is that that show that had that episode from British and all that nonsense?
Who?
Britain, Great Britain, or was it England?
Oh, no. Oh! The Read. I just got into The Read, really.
It's ratchet.
I'm so far behind on that. Now, another one of our listeners has taken on the task of starting from the very beginning, and that show started like in 2013 and listening all the way up to today. Mm. So, I know that's like a ton of episodes.
Probably 100.
Either way.
Depending on how many they do.
Good on you. You know who you are. So, but the read, that's also a good one. Again, all these are kind of like, you know, I think if you listen to those, you'll probably hear that I'm not, well, I'm my own person, but I definitely like their styles and the way they're kind of, like, I admire the women on all those podcasts. Not Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, but they're just really strong and have a voice, and I really want to develop that in myself in, you know, speaking my thoughts also. So hopefully you get that from me and hear the confidence behind it, because sometimes, you know, I feel like women, and especially women of color's voices, can be, you know, dialed down a lot. And so hopefully, you know, when you listen to those podcasts and maybe when you listen to me, you also can feel like you're hearing a strong voice.
Strong
woman.
Woman. There's no one. Sorry. Jill Scott.
Okay.
Right. Sorry, Jill.
I like that, though.
Ooh.
I like when you sing.
Ooh. Anyway.
You were singing in the car today. It was really cute.
Oh, here you go. Anyway, I don't know. What was I singing? I was singing the John Legend song.
No, a different one.
Oh. No, it was John Legend. That one, and I sung a different one. But it was John Legend, that first one.
Oh, the first one, but the one I was thinking of was, I think it's Tank.
Oh, yeah, that one too. The Tank and Wild Love. We might outro with that. So.
Oh, okay.
Let's go out. We'll probably outro with that.
All right. Stay to the end.
It's a play on one of our signature topics of the week, which we'll get to in a second. It's a little sort of cover off of Patty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that. So, okay, some of my favorite podcasts I listen to.
Yes, but Dyron, I'm a really bad co-host.
Thanks, Coast.
Dyron, let me throw it, let me pitch it to you. Hey, Dyron, so what are some of your favorite podcasts?
Thank you, Malika. I appreciate you for asking me.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, so I basically listen to a lot of podcasts daily. I like my traditional round of things, like, so, I guess the main one that I've been listening to that sort of wanted me to get into this is just, like, just how it came about was, like, the Firestarter podcast, which I found on the Kali, which is a forum, internet forum, whatever. But the Firestarter podcast is about these three dudes from D.C., and they're just talking, they're just, you know, they're just boys having fun, you know, just chatting about whatever.
Boys.
Sports, music, movies, entertainment, social issues, just, you know, just having chats, and they have that slang, that D.C. slang.
Well, the D.C. slang is a real thing. So right, I went to college up there, and I was always asking, like, what did you say? What young, is that word? Young, faded. Young. I was like, I can't fade it. I'm like,
siced.
What? Yes, siced is a real thing.
Yeah, so I was okay. Like, what? I be stealing them sometimes.
But yeah.
They be heading me up. So, yeah, I love the Firestarter podcast. They're always a good listen to. It's a long show. It's like 3 to 4 hours usually every week, but it's so good. It's so good. It gets me through my day.
One show is 3 to 4 hours.
Right, but they only do one show a week.
One show is 3 to 4 hours.
It's so good because it's first part sports, then you get into entertainment, then you get to like Tanks, which are hilarious. The Tanks are the best part.
Oh, wow.
When people be messing up stuff, like they had that Tank with the Guy Fieri, they call him Guy Fergie.
Oh my gosh. Diners, dives, and diners.
Or something stupid like that. So yeah, that was funny. That was hilarious. That had me cracking for a while. They got other ones. They Tank like movies they called Jurassic Park Dinosaurs. it's a lot of good stuff on there. So yeah, that dunk. So yeah, Firestarter podcast I really listen to. Another one I also got off the Kali. So this is a sports podcast. It's the Bird Bros podcast. It's about the Falcons. The Winter Falcon. So yeah, they just came up with it this year, and it's
so they don't have much to talk about.
Yeah, they actually do. They have some good stuff on there. A lot of they go through a lot of the process that goes through the week and what we need to do to improve as a team.
Oh.
And the issues we've been having. Also, they like to clown the Saints. They have a segment called "Why Do I Hate the Saints?" Reason, dot dot dot, whatever it is. But mm-hmm. yeah, so that's always a fun.
That is fun.
Check out. So yeah, those are the two things I listen to on a regular. I mean, I listen to a lot of radio shows. The Dan Le Batard shows we talked about previously, and the nighttime, The Right Time with Bomani Jones, and those are the shows I kind of listen to on a regular basis.
I love the nighttime.
Oh boy, so yeah, so sure. So back to that Tank song that we were talking about, these Patti LaBelle.
Oh. And,
It was our venture yesterday, Saturday. So.
Yes, I hate to say it. We were suckered in by the viral video. If you haven't seen it.
I wasn't suckered in by the viral video.
Okay, I was suckered in by the viral video. So many people posted it on my timeline. But it's the guy who got the Patti LaBelle pie. And he was talking about them Patti pies. And how it makes him sing and stuff like that. So, of course, we wanted to go and try to find one. And it's so funny because we were in the little bakery aisle kind of milling around because we couldn't find it. And another girl came up and we were all kind of like hovering around each other. And she finally was like, "You looking for them Patti pies?" And we were like, yeah, shamefully. And then she went and asked a guy who worked there. And he was like, "They're not going to be in until Thursday." This was Saturday. Now,
so we did research. We were looking online at them, and they said in stock at that one.
They lie. They are stocking those Patti pies.
They holding them
in the back for themselves.
They over there slanging pies over here. Like oh,
you want that Patti pie?
Oh, I got it. They tripling the charge. It's like $13 probably for a pie. You know, like it's a drug addiction over here.
But so then,
gotta get they fix in.
So there was the one guy who did it, and then I saw some others pies who other videos about the pie saying it was so good, and then there were reverse or like opposite view people talking about how like you know they forgot that Patti LaBelle was diabetic and like the pie had no sugar and like the crust was cardboard, and I'm just like. Now I don't know what to believe, and so that's what also prompted me to want to try the pie, because if everybody was like, oh my god, this pie is delicious, this is delicious, this is delicious, then I would kind of be like, oh, okay, maybe I'll probably get to the pie. But now that it's like, kind of like, so extreme, like people love it or they hate it, I want to know where I land in the Patti pie spectrum.
I'm pretty sure it's not as good as the pies that you make. It's not as good as the pies that your family makes. It's not as good as probably the pies my family makes.
Well, anything mass produced is gonna be
terrible.
Not terrible.
It's $3.50.
It's an affordable Patti pie.
$3.50. I know it's sweet potatoes and you know, but $3.50. Come on now.
No. Maybe you gotta add stuff to it.
What, whipped cream?
Yeah, and like marshmallows.
No.
And
like trash.
Pecans.
So, yeah, hopefully next week we'll have a review of this trash pie that has America sweeping.
Trash? We don't know going what viral. It is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's bad. It's not as good to be getting this coverage. That dude didn't have good pie before. That's all that was.
I don't know. He was a hefty dude. I'm sure he had some good pie before. I'm sure he's had some good pie before.
Anyway. So.
Never trust a skinny baker. I'm just kidding.
She's not.
No, because Christina Tosi on, is that her name?
I don't know who you're talking about. I thought it was like Christina.
No, on MasterChef Junior and MasterChef Regular.
The white lady?
Yeah. Well, she owns...
Oh, sorry. That lady?
Momo Fook. milk bar.
Anyway, so anyway, yeah.
She makes really good, like, cakes and pies. She's, like, an excellent baker and stuff, so, but she's super small. But I trust her.
Small. Cool. I trust her. All right, cool. Cool. Well, let's move this right along, because enough talk about them pies.
Patty pies.
Them stank pies.
You don't know.
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
I think we're going to be sadly...
I will spend that $350 to find out.
I had a friend text me today. He's talking about they're about to boycott them pies because it's a sham.
Oh, so the fact that... So I have boycotted Walmart.
And she came back to Walmart for the pies. Back
for the patty pie.
And look at TVs.
But I wouldn't buy. I wouldn't trust him.
She don't trust anything at Wally World.
Not anymore.
She done with it. Anyway. Someone
stole my wallet.
Okay. We can talk about the problems with Walmart later.
I will come next, up with
another episode.
Come up with my list. Really, it's only that they stole my wallet. And that they always, with that little carousel, I think they tell the cashiers to leave things behind on there because they do it all the time. I go, hey, you know, can you check? Did I get everything? Yeah. Get home! All the way home! And I'm missing key ingredients. And I go back and I say, hey, I left my bag here. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just like... If this was Publix or Kroger or any other grocery store, they would have handled it differently. But no, Walmart. And I don't know if, you know, because, like, you get cash back on certain things on your card.
Yep.
For grocery and all that stuff. I don't know if Walmart comes up as grocery.
Retail, probably. Yeah.
So I'm not even getting my cash back that I or my points that I should be getting. From there, so yeah.
Rant over.
Sorry.
Thank you.
My bad. Suck at Walmart.
All right.
Excuse me.
You suck at Walmart?
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's move on to our usual second segment, which is entertainment. Is there anything? Movies, music, movie,
TV? You want to talk? I caught up on Shark Tank the whole season so far. That's my nerd alert. You should have said nerd alert.
That's not really nerd.
It's kind of nerdy.
Nah, business isn't really nerdy.
Okay. Anyway.
But, so yeah, Shark Tank.
I'm caught up on Shark Tank.
Any products that will catch your eye this season?
There was a product. Nobody picked it up, though. Or did they? I don't remember.
One important.
Oh, I don't remember now. I saw so many. But it was to unshrink clothes that you have shrunk. And I recently shrunk a cute dress that I bought. And...
doll size?
And now it's like a tunic. Oh. And I was going to wear it to work. And I was like, uh-oh. This is a problem. So, but it was... I'm upset that it shrunk. And so... But I saw on Pinterest that if you use, like, soak it in conditioner or baby shampoo, it will loosen up the fibers. And then so there's things I can do for it. So there were some other things. Oh, there was, like, this wind or, like, this valve thing that helped blow up, like, inflatables
mm-hmm.
a lot quicker. I forget what that product's called, too, but... Cool. I was paying such close attention to everything. But those products are the things that are coming to mind. But I love Shark Tank. I love the American spirit and inventing and entrepreneurship. Like, I'm waiting and grinding to get my big idea and, you know, ball out, cash out.
Sweet, sweet.
Make that money.
Cool. So, yeah, I caught a little bit of the Shark Tank you were watching. The only thing that you brought up to me mostly was the, two things. My two thoughts were, you were talking about how Lori Grenier was buying out everything.
Oh, my gosh. She was every episode.
She was getting it.
She was killing it.
And then the other thing was that one episode with the guy that was from Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah.
and how everybody's wearing these classy, Western lovely shirts. Right, he's wearing this ridiculous rodeo shirt with his beard, looking like Luca from sixth season of MasterChef. Oh, God. Just ridiculous. So, yeah, that was just off-putting a little bit. So, I don't know. But, yeah, so that was all my thoughts on that.
But he was really smart. I actually liked his perspective. He added a lot of insight when he was talking to the people pitching. I thought it was good.
Cool. So, yeah.
Move into sports?
No, I have one little entertainment thought. I have just one small one. Maybe not a small one. Maybe it's big. And then we can go move into sports. Okay. Nerd alert.
Nerd alert!
So on this week's episode of The Flash, I just wanted to say that Flash got the beatdown of a lifetime.
He sent me the video, or like the YouTube video, of this epic battle.
I didn't say epic battle. I said beatdown.
Excuse me. Yeah. Flash was not fighting back. Let me put it that way. He was.
He got one punch in.
He was incapacitated.
He got one punch in. And now he's paralyzed.
I know.
Exactly. That's he got that work.
But what did you say? What did you say after that? You said that Flash is better than Arrow.
Yeah, it was. Flash is. It started off weak, and now it's gotten back to what the quality of it needs to be. And Arrow's falling off.
Flash has always been better than Arrow.
First two seasons of Arrow were really good. Really good.
First two seasons of Flash have been better than the first two seasons of Arrow.
We'll talk about that later. I'll when it's over with, I'll let you know. Because season two ain't over with. Season two of Arrow was outstanding.
All right.
Season two of Arrow was outstanding.
Nerd alert.
Anyway, yeah, that's it for my nerd alert timer. Maybe next week we'll go over some of the movies previews that we want to see. Yes. Since Thanksgiving weekend is going to be a big movie type thing. And then we got
Blockbusters.
December and Christmas time.
Do you remember that store? Blockbuster.
I'm pretty sure most of America does. Except if you're not under the age of, like, 18.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I used to work at Blockbuster.
Side story alert.
No, I won't get into it.
All right, good. Cool. So, yeah. Let's keep it moving.
Sports!
Yeah, so.
I almost so close last week to winning fantasy. The Magic 8-Ball lied. I lost by, like, what? Less than 3 points. And it was because he had Monday night players. If he didn't have...
You have Monday night players this week.
If he didn't have Stop Monday night players, I would have crushed it.
Someone's complaining.
No.
It's fair. It's rules. I was so close. You get your Thursday night players, and you're like, ooh, I got this big lead. Just realizing
it's a false sense. Don't ever pick the Thursday players.
You can just make sure they do really, really good. And you had one this week that we do really, really well. Uh-huh. But we'll talk about it in a second with team roundup. So.
Well, anyway, I lost last week, but right now I'm also losing.
Yeah, she getting that smackdown again.
We are in the evening.
It is 139.22 to 87.18. And Malika has three players going for the rest of today and a couple.
One on Monday.
And one tomorrow. So we'll see if she can make a 50-point comeback with three players. It's possible.
I don't think it's likely. I suck at fantasy. It's fine.
Hey, I didn't do too great.
You want to go through a team?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I did have some Bills players on there.
Yeah, team roundup.
Woo woo. The Bills beat the Jets. What? Bills Mafia.
In the colorblind bowl.
Those uniforms. I turned on the television and was like, what am I watching? What is this on my television? I do not like the head-to-toe uniforms. I need to break it up a bit. There's just a lot of uniform color. It was just a lot to take in. But I was really glad that they won. And I had LeSean McCoy on my fantasy team. So, good looking out, bro. Get me those points. But they did really, really well. I was happy with what I was seeing. But it was getting to, like, a nerve-wracking point. Like,
they came back.
Yeah, the Jets were coming back, and, you know, oh, as a Bills fan, your heart, you know, starts to sink when you're not fully confident.
Like in the NFL, what we've learned in the NFL this season, unless you're the Patriots.
Oh my gosh.
You're not really fully confident in your team. Even with the Panthers who are undefeated and the Bengals, you're not really too sure. They could blow it at any time.
Yeah.
So like it's a little.
But the Bengals, the
Panthers.
Panthers. Patriots. Oh my gosh. The Panthers, but they're 9-0. They're undefeated, right?
Yeah, there's 3 undefeated teams left.
Oh, there's the Bengals are undefeated this week too.
Yes, they play tomorrow against the Texans.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll see how they do.
But yeah, the Panthers dominated the Titans today on the road.
Yeah, they did.
And sadly, the Patriots won against the Giants.
One point.
I just got a rant. This is my little sports rant. Look here. If you're going to play the Patriots, or if you're going to play the Golden State Warriors, you can't be playing dumb. You can't play dumb. You have to be aggressive. You have to be smart. You have to take chances. You have to be aggressive on defense, which for the most part, the Giants were aggressive on defense, except they blew a couple chances, especially at the end in that game. But you have to be aggressive on offense as well. You can't be afraid. You can't be too scared. You got to be smart as well. You got to play your percentages. So it just was frustrating. So yeah, the Patriots snuck out a quick victory against the Giants, and the Warriors are currently undefeated. But the Warriors have played really well. Steph Curry is destroying the league right now. MVP again, probably coming up for him. And it just brought me, because I was watching the Timberwolves Warriors game from Thursday night, and the Timberwolves were at home, and the way they were just guarding Steph Curry was ridiculous. Steph Curry would just come off that little pick and was like, oh, y'all just gonna give me 5 feet? Okay, I'm shooting this in your face. Boom. And they got to a 20-point lead. Or they got to an 18-point lead, whatever. But so it's always fun watching Steph Curry drain stuff in your face, but at least try to defend him. So yeah, that's my baseball basketball, football rant.
Baseball.
Yeah, my baseball rant is that the Braves are completely just going to Cobb County. And alienating a lot of votes while doing so. Because they traded away their top shortstop, player in Andrelton Simmons for prospect. Mm. And again, this 27 climb to Cobb County.
Yeah.
Which no one's really looking for other than people who live in.
I don't even think the people who live in Cobb County.
I wasn't going to say Cobb County. People who live north of Cobb County are going
to
enjoy it.
But not even that, because getting to the game is going to be just so reckless. Like, it's going to be stupid.
Well, I think coming south will be a little better, but going north is going to be terrible.
It's just going to be stupid.
It's
going to be stupid traffic.
It's going to be in a poor traffic area already, so. Whatever. It's whatever. But hey, at least the Cobb County is making a come up. The Atlanta United is building their practice facility over there in Marietta for Cobb County. So, you know, doing some things over there. Some under the table deals. Thanks for boring. Thanks for saying this is boring. All right, cool. Well, all right. That's it for sports.
Sports. Good. I'm glad it's over. All right. Let's move on.
All right. So do you have any random other thoughts of the day or anything?
No, I think I shared all of mine. We can kind of ask the magic eight ball question.
Do I have any random thoughts of the day?
Does Dyron have any random thoughts of the day? It is decidedly so.
Yes, I do have a couple things.
Oh, you do?
Thank you.
Do I cut you off a lot?
On the show, quite a bit, probably. It's cool, though. I think it works into our favor.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, yeah, I just wanted to give a little thoughts on a couple of social issues.
Oh, yes.
I just want to say our thoughts and prayers are with the people in Paris, France.
Absolutely.
It was a sad tragedy what happened to them on Friday. And I hope that the country and the city can bounce back from such a tragic incident that occurred. And I wish the families and the people, friends and families who are the people who unfortunately are slain, find some peace. And our condolences and thoughts are with them. And we hope you guys, we hope the best for the city.
Absolutely.
So.
It's just, it's...
It's sad. It's,
you know, remember the show Daria? It's fearful. Just a sick, sad world we live in. Like, every day there's just nonsense. And I just... I've always wished for just world contentment. Like, I just wish people were content and didn't feel like any of this needed to happen. Like, why do you have to just kill randomly? Like,
I think daily we as African Americans understand that the world is not a friendly or positive mm-hmm. place. Daily we are reminded of that through various medias. Yeah. Or mediums, sorry.
We don't care. That we don't matter.
Right, that things just doesn't mean as much to us than it is to other things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always sad to see that, but we have this thing that's going on that sometimes we look at what's happening with what happens around us that we forget what's happening in another part of the world. And this goes to tell you that there are lots of issues that are currently happening that we don't care about, or that we don't know what's happening. And to see what's happening in Paris it's a frightening thing that not only could it happen here, but it can happen anywhere. And there are people that are out there are struggling and are unsafe and aren't able to be happy and enjoy life. So, again, thoughts and condolences to those people of Paris, France.
Yeah, just praying for the world.
Yeah. So, I guess on another social issue, this was from last week, the Missouri players.
Yeah.
I would like to say shout outs, so big ups to the Missouri players for not only stepping up but exuding your power as a
collective,
as a student athlete, as a person, as a African American. Just want to say big ups, because I want to say you showed the world that you have a power. You choose to use it, and you choose to support something that others don't seem to seem as important that it should be.
Right,
as should. So
wrong
I
is wrong.
I like to say big ups to you guys for not only just doing it because it's not about football or sports, it's about humanity and a person, and going out of your way to make sure that everyone everyone's treated equally and yeah. fairly and justly.
And shout out to the coaching staff of that team too, that because a lot of times if there is a movement like that, and if it starts off small, that if they can get reprimanded or they can be held accountable for something. And, you know, the support that obviously what is going on there is completely wrong. It's unjust. It's unfair that Black students on that campus are being terrorized. And to see, again, athletic departments in colleges and, you know, around the country have a lot of power. That is their money-making arm, almost, of the school. And to flex that power and to say, this is wrong and we're not going to stand by and let this continue, you know, that shows a lot of hope that there is still, you know, good people out there who want to do the right thing and who believe the right thing.
In my estimation, it shows that there are people who are willing to use their own power to get to do what's right in mm-hmm. the world, and that is wonderful.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think we as a people have become so afraid of doing something, maybe not extreme, but doing something that is needed to get the rights that we are... that should be allowed and afforded and the equality that people need. So,
yeah.
Let's go liven this up. It's getting
a little heavy.
So yeah. Anything fun you got?
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I'm gonna start singing the Batman and Robin version.
No, just good stuff. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Michaela.
We love you. Shout outs to you.
No political ads this week. No Ben Carson jokes.
Oh my gosh, I heard the ad on the radio.
All right, no.
No, I turned it off. I turned it off. Good. I was like,
thank you.
Bye, radio station.
We're not coming back to you again. Yeah. That's why I avoid the radio.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yes. But yeah. I don't want to take them chances.
I know. They got to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I also want to do a random thought of shout out to that gospel group doing the
their covers.
Their own covers of Hotline Bling and Big Rings.
Hey, you got to sure, meet people where they are.
Keep doing you.
Keep doing it.
I told a friend of mine that they should go on a circuit. They need to go on tour and just do their own
cover
version.
All
go. Actually, need to do
secular songs.
They need to do the classics. Go to each area and be doing classics.
Oh, there. Now that could be interesting.
They go to North Carolina to be like doing the Petey Pablo. North Carolina got his raise up.
Keep your robe on.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Anyway, so yeah,
that would be interesting to see.
Come Atlanta, throw some prayers up.
Oh, throw some prayers. Oh, there you go.
Throw some prayers.
I like that.
When we throw them prayers,
look at you. You want to join there? You want to join?
Hey, I had ideas about this. I did. I had ideas.
Choir.
I did have ideas ahead, about this. We're gonna leave it to them. But I just want to shout y'all out because I found it interesting and hilarious at the same time.
Hey.
So do y'all? You know. Good that you're putting your own spin
now
on it.
Now that's a good way to reach the youths.
The youths. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, anything else you got, Malika?
No.
All right, cool. You want a magic eight ball is out? Which means we'll never be done.
Where did it go?
Uh-oh. I think our dog then took the magic eight ball.
Oh, there she is sneezing.
There's our third cause for the week.
All right. Is the show over with magic eight ball? Outlook not so good.
So that means
outlook good.
So I guess yeah. All right, guys. As always, love, peace, be safe out there. We love y'all. Thanks for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at Malika did it, and at the next in line. And as always, the choice is yours.
Only you know, yeah. Oh, the zombie must.